This coming Saturday, June the 6th, at the Stissing Center for Arts and Culture in Pine Plains, New York, we have a show going on called the Roundtop Burlesque Review. And here to talk with us today is one of the stars of the show and the producer of the show, Adam Crandall. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Hi there. How's it going?
Well, it's going fine on our end. You all ready for the show? It's not long right now, so.
No, it's coming up. We've been passing emails back and forth, making sure we know what we want to do and to put on the best show possible for everybody.
That's
It's looking to be a really great lineup.
it lists as adults only, so I have to say,
Yes.
this is 21 and up, folks. And essentially, tell us about the show. Now, you've been there. This will be your second year at Stissing, and I'll just read the first line off of this: "Behold a bevy of beauties, bananas, back hair, burlesque, and more." And now I'm going to throw that to you.
Well, I mean, I'm the evil hate monkey, so I will be holding down the fort for the bananas and the back hair. This will be, I think, the fifth Roundtop Review here in the Hudson Valley. We did, I think it was four of them at Gather Wild Ranch in Germantown. It started around the COVID era and bringing friends up from the New York City nightlife scene that I've been working with for 15 plus years, some of these people. And it seemed like a really good opportunity at the time to create something and do it in this pole barn, which is outdoors, but still somewhat covered. And it was an opportunity to still be performing and still be COVID safe. And so we had the Roundtop Review was born. And it went really well, and it grew from there in the tiny little space in Germantown. And it just got, I think, a little too big, which is a good problem to have. And luckily, Stissing Center sort of came in. They had an opening, and we slotted right in. And it went well last year, and so we have decided to do it again.
How many of you are involved in this program?
A standard burlesque Roundtop Review show would have a host. This year we have Wilfredo, and then probably four to five guest artists. I would always be in the show as the producer and bringing the people up to here, but I like to mix up the talent each year. That way it's something fresh for audiences that come back year after year.
Yeah, that's good because you see the same old thing over and over again, and then after a while you just don't go. So mixing it up is a great thing. The adults only aspect, which I get hung up on here, so people will know and not get shocked. What
Sure.
exactly causes this to go adults only?
Well, burlesque. Burlesque is the art of striptease. It's taking your clothes off. So we are effectively going to be not completely nude, but we'll G-strings, pasties, probably crude language. So that in and itself it justifies an adult only. I could go more into burlesque if you need or want, but
Burlesque, historically, that's goes back to when now, roughly? I want to say early 1900s, maybe before.
yeah, I mean, it's I think forms of this type of entertainment, would have been in the late 1800s into the 1900s for sure. I'm not a great historian on all of it. I do know a decent amount of it. For many years, I would go out to Vegas where there's a big competition, which actually happened this past Saturday, called the Burlesque Hall of Fame Weekender. It's kind of like the Oscars or Tonys, but it's a competition. So maybe more like Miss America, but it feels a little bit more prestigious than that. And it's a competition. People come from all over the world. You get to see legends. So when I've been out there many years, you get to go and meet some of these people, like Tempest Storm. She used to go before she passed away. She was probably one of the most famous during like the 50s. People like Dixie Evans, who helped create the Burlesque Hall of Fame, and she was known as the Marilyn Monroe of burlesque. So you got to like learn about this American art form, because it's considered a pretty American art form. And they would be out there, and some of them still performing. It's just like, it was a beautiful thing to see these legends still performing and getting up on stage. And I'd like to add that one of the performers, Jin Minsky, who is in the show, who I think is amazing and fabulous, she competed and she just won. So she is the queen of burlesque of 2026, and she will be in our show. So we're really lucky to have royalty joining us.
That's great. When you guys put this together back during the pandemic, why burlesque?
Well, burlesque is something that I've been doing since 2002. It's my artistic outlet. It's something that I kind of fell into with my old performing partner. And you know, I went to high school, performing arts high school in South Florida. I went to arts college in Philadelphia for theater, and it just didn't feel quite right. Like that type of training that I was getting, this very like jazz hands, ya-cha-cha, it didn't fully click. And then when I was introduced to burlesque, there was it that's when it clicked. Like I knew that I wanted to be a performer, an entertainer. And burlesque allowed me to do that, because it's self-driven, self-driven. Like you can create whatever you want, and the audience is there, they support it. You know, you're your own director, you're your own costumer, your own music person. So it's like whatever you can dream up, if you can make it happen, whether that's collaborating with a couple other people to make it happen, or if it's something that you're just in your own room and you're thinking it over in your head, it's your own art form that you own. And I've just really enjoyed that with burlesque. I think it's also fun for me. I like to break the fourth wall. I like to push the boundaries a little bit I don't want to say like what's acceptable or what's not, like, but just making people, what's the word? I don't want to say I don't want to make people uncomfortable. I'm not making people uncomfortable. But I think I make people realize that they're okay with seeing some nudity and maybe from a guy, pushing those boundaries and making it fun and enjoyable. And I like burlesque because it is fun and enjoyable, whether it's a comedy act or just a beautiful classic feather fan routine. It's easy on the eyes. It's enjoyable. It's sometimes it is something that that can have a really deep message. I've seen people do like very political driven acts, but then sometimes it's just like a beautiful ethereal number that it's just a beautiful thing to watch.
Now, have you guys performed outside of the general area?
Well, we're all international performers. We've performed in many different places. I wouldn't call ourselves a troupe. I would say that this is a show where it's being produced, and we're bringing people in. So it's like a cabaret show that has different acts, different that can slot in. So it's not like a It's not a scripted theatrical show where we would have to get together and rehearse. Like, we all know our parts individually, and then we're able to come together and create a full evening of entertainment.
So essentially every show is a new show.
It can be. But there are, you know, I've been in burlesque shows or variety shows where we were doing it over and over again. I used to tour with a group called Briefs. They were based out of Australia, and I traveled with them for almost 5 years. And that was a show. Like, it was, that to me was more of a troupe. It was, I think it was six of us, and we traveled the world doing the acts that we developed for that particular show.
Okay, so we've been talking with Adam Crandall, who is part of the Roundtop Burlesque Review. They will be appearing on June 6th, this coming Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Stissing Center in Pine Plains, New York. Tickets are $30 to $40 in advance, $40 to $50 at the door, and you can go and visit the stissingcenter.org for more information and for those tickets. And we thank you so much for your time, and good luck with the show.
Thank you. Hope to see you all there.